Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm Lisa Mullen. Some detainees of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement who are being held at Bristol County House of Correction say many of them have pre-existing medical conditions that put them at even greater risk of contracting the coronavirus. That claim is included in a new letter written by the detainees, their second letter during the coronavirus outbreak. Detainees cite concerns about overcrowding, and they're asking for their release during the pandemic. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has this report.
The letter this week highlights pre-existing conditions among the ICE detainees, things like leukemia, emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and tuberculosis. The letter describes 57 people held in the immigration detention unit with only 3 feet between bunk beds. That's well short of both the state and federal guidelines for social distancing. Marco Battistotti is an Italian national who's currently detained by ICE in Bristol County. He called from the House of Correction. He says his fellow detainees are feeling desperate, especially those waiting to be deported.
They've been sitting here as hostages for the past 3 to 4 months. Some of them, they're actually willing to buy the ticket with their own money. They fear that they're going to die here.
The detainees are asking for the immediate release of the 28 people described as having pre-existing conditions, the release of those who have no aggravated felonies, and the speedy deportation of those who have final removal orders. Attorney Ira Alkali has several clients detained by ICE in the facility. He says many of them are panicked.
The sanitary conditions there are poor to begin with, and they are very, very worried. They feel trapped and are in fear for their life.
In an email, a spokesperson for the Bristol County Sheriff's Office says all ICE detainees and other county inmates with chronic health issues are prioritized by medical providers. The spokesperson says none of the ICE detainees or inmates have received testing for coronavirus. Federal immigration officials declined to comment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.